Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, I'm pleased to say, joined by one of the most eminent, thoughtful, courageous, and consequential experts on what I think of as Sharia supremacism in America today. His name is Robert Spencer. He is the director of an indispensable online resource called Jihad Watch. He is the author of some 15 books and counting, including among them many New York Times bestsellers. You can find, for example, there, The Truth About Muhammad, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam, and The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran. Robert Spencer is very much in the thick of it at the moment, and I'm anxious to talk with him about what is happening in the existential struggle with the Sharia supremacists and the toll it's taking, among others, on him and Jihad Watch. Robert Spencer, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us.
Always good to be here, Frank. Thank you.
Well, let's begin with some of the latest evidence of what these folks engaged in jihad in the name of advancing and imposing Sharia worldwide are up to. Mark Thiessen, I think a friend of both of ours, is writing at the Washington Post today about Inspire magazine, Al-Qaeda's very glossy and high-quality outlet for educating these jihadis and how to attack us. He makes the point that there's been a lot of people taking to heart their instructions about vehicular attacks. Would you just describe some of them and what they portend?
We should take this very seriously, that as Thiessen points out, the Islamic State, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda also have recently called for attacks on trains and other forms of public transportation. And this is something that ought to be regarded with the utmost seriousness by authorities, because it was back in September 2014 that ISIS first called for vehicular jihad attacks. And while there were vehicular jihad attacks before that, when ISIS said, run them over with your car, then there was a spike in these attacks all over the world, in Europe, in Israel, specifically in Nice, in Berlin, and elsewhere around Europe, and of course, most recently in Barcelona. This kind of thing is clear, that they do telegraph their punches. Security should be beefed up on public transportation.
And as Mark Thiessen points out, the latest edition of this magazine, Inspire, talks about going after trains in the United States, which everyone who's been on one knows are extremely vulnerable to attacks on their rail system. And this really does augur very, very ill for our security here at home. For pointing out these sorts of things, Robert Spencer, at Jihad Watch and in your books and elsewhere, you have been roundly condemned, not just by the Islamists, but also by those on the left who it's now unmistakable are their enablers in their efforts to take us down. I'm interested in sort of an update from you, Robert, as to what the Southern Poverty Law Center in particular has been doing to defame you.
Well, Frank, you know, for years, the Southern Poverty Law Center has called both you and me hate group leaders. This has been an annoyance. It's defamatory. But, well, in the United States, we have the freedom of speech, and they could say what they say. Problem now is, in the wake of this psychopath in Charlottesville plowing his car into a crowd of leftist protesters, the left sees its chance. It's sort of its Reichstag fire moment. They are trying to use Charlottesville as a pretext to shut down all the social media platforms, every hate group leader. And so the problem that has been manifest for years, Poverty Law Center's list, is that it includes people like us with real hate group leaders like Nazis and Klansmen and so on. The lumping of legitimate voices on the right with these real fascists and Nazis is just plainly a smear tactic, and now it has teeth. And so PayPal just the other day said that Jihad Watch was no longer welcome to use its services. And I'm happy to report that they were inundated with people canceling their service and writing them angry messages, because it was just revealed recently that this jihadi had transferred $8,000 for his jihad attack via PayPal, and he wasn't shut down. But they're shutting down opposition to jihad in obedience to the left. And so they restored me. I don't plan to ever go back to them. The vice president of Facebook just recently traveled to Pakistan and assured them that material critical of Islam, which of course means honest counterterror analysis, would be removed, and it has been.
This is so shocking. It also, it seems, is happening in more subtle ways in outfits like Google and YouTube and the Twitter feeds. Talk a little bit about your experience, particularly with Google, Robert Spencer, at Jihad Watch, and what it does to your operation to have these kinds of, stifling or censoring of your material by these IT giants, these effectively public utilities.
Google recently changed the way its search results work so that only positive material about Islam would be on the front page. So that for years, if you searched for the word jihad, Jihad Watch, my website, a news and commentary site about jihad activity, would come up first. And this was based on its readership, the number of readers, and the kind of information that we had. But now Google is skewing its results so that the ideology of the people in the searches is considered. And now Jihad Watch does not show up if you search for jihad. You might find it on page 5 or whatever, but not on the front page.
And nobody goes to page 5, needless to say, and it's not where it deserves to be on the basis of most especially of the value, the incredible value of the work that you do there, Robert Spencer. We're talking about essentially the imposition of Sharia blasphemy restrictions, aren't we? And we're talking about organizations like ProPublica, George Soros Front, that is deeply involved in this, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as, of course, all of the Islamist hate groups, authentically hate groups. And here we have Apple apparently announcing in the aftermath of Charlottesville that they're going to give $2 million to the SPLC to help it, obviously, in terms of suppressing folks like us and encouraging their employees to do the same. Robert, again, what are the implications of this? You're a student of the agenda of the Sharia supremacists. How critical is it to them, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood and its whole civilization jihad, that they're able to enlist these entities to suppress their critics?
For years, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is 57 Muslim governments, has been working at the UN to try to compel the West, and particularly the United States, to criminalize criticism of Islam under the guise of criminalizing incitement to religious hatred and terms like that, which are very vague terms that are generally applied only when people speak critically of Islam or when people analyze the ways that jihad terrorists use the Islamic text to justify violence and recruits among Muslims who are peaceful. And so it's an attempt to essentially shut down criticism of opposition to jihad terror so that jihad terror can advance unopposed. And this is something that is advancing in many ways. It was under the guise of hate speech that the Pakistani government pressured Facebook to remove criticism of Islam. Mm-hmm. But it's in line with the Sharia imperative to outlaw blasphemy, that is, criticism of Islam.
And we're now seeing the European Union embrace this Sharia blasphemy program in all but name, and they are certainly imposing it on some of these IT companies who are doing business there and in turn getting at us, notwithstanding, as you pointed out earlier on, Robert Spencer, our First Amendment freedoms. We hope you will continue to exercise yours with great effect, my friend, both here and elsewhere. I thank you for raising the alarm both about Sharia supremacism and about the ways in which it is being enabled to our great detriment by people who are ostensibly not their sympathizers and yet are doing their business. Keep up the good work, my friend. Come back to us again very soon. We will talk next with Kevin Freeman about economic warfare against the United States and how it might affect you. That and more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.